joining us. His name is John Kyle.
Hi, Edwin. This is John Kyle with Local Splash. How are you doing today?
All right. How you doing, man?
I'm doing real good. I appreciate you taking the call here. I did get some really good notes here from Angela. So from what she put in the system here, you are rebuilding or rebranding the company this year, and you tried working with Angie's, and it just didn't really work out for you because you're getting a lot of, like, low-ball type customers right now. Is that correct?
They have me driving places, and, I mean, I don't mind when I have something secure, but sometimes it's not secure at all, and they just say, oh, can you hurry up because I'm waiting for another 3 estimates.
Oh my God! Okay,
you know, think about that. Think about that. Since the type of work you guys do, it's actually better because you don't have to go to people's houses, see their faces, and then they're gonna call you. They don't even call you in 3 days, 4 days later, saying, "Oh no, we have a better offer." You know, after you wasted $30 of your gas.
Right. Well, if ever you want to come work with us and start selling online advertising, no, I'm joking. So now to make sure then, obviously, you understand how it works and you've heard people call about Google before. I'll give you the very quick version of the sales pitch here. I don't want to waste your time. You sound like you know what you're talking about. So basically, first page placement on Google, right? We make sure that you're showing up on whatever keywords you want to be found for. So that way, you know, you can get to the top of the list. Angela did mention something about exclusivity. So just to give you a little detail about that, we are rated by Google based on our success rate for our clients. So we have about 10,000 customers nationwide, and we have to be successful with at least 3 out of 4 of them, or else Google will kick us off their platform. So in order to accomplish that, we don't overlap territories, if that makes sense, right? So if you're doing landscaping
and so forth.
We're not going to overlap your territory. It's similar to the McDonald's concept, if you can understand how McDonald's operates. McDonald's, unless you're in Times Square, very rarely, almost never, will they let a McDonald's open up across the street from another McDonald's. You follow me so far?
Yes, no.
It just doesn't make sense for territory to overlap.
I know how that works.
Right. So if you're familiar with that on the franchising, same thing works with us with marketing. It's just... Yeah. That having like 2 competitors in one zone, it's bad for our business, no matter what, right? Even if one of you is very happy and one of you is upset, Google still looks at that and says only 1 out of 2 is happy, and they would be upset. So we don't need that, right? So we promote one business at a time. We also include Facebook ads as well. So if you're trying to reach out to residential, if you have a residential split with your target, I know you're also trying to get commercial contracts. Residential works really well on Facebook because you're going to get customers who start seeing your ads later on in the evening when they were, just looking on social media. And the only reason why your ad would show up is if they were already looking for the services you offer on Google or some other search engine earlier in the day. So if you have your own Facebook, Edwin, I'm sure you've seen this happen before, where ads will pop up on your newsfeed that are very, very, very relevant to things that you were already thinking about buying or something like that. Have you ever noticed that on Facebook?
It just happened right now. I was just thinking about Angie's, and then Angela called. It's very similar. I'm just kidding. I was about to ask her, are you the owner of Angie's? Because she's not you, Angela, you know?
Right, exactly. And then she's trying to steal you from Angie's, right, at the same time.
No, I understand exactly what you do, guys.
Right.
Round
so that's what I was going to say. Yeah, I'm going to give you the pricing so you understand how it works. We invest $100 going towards Facebook ads each and every month. That's part of our service. And then we'll do the website. I just sent you a link to the website sample so you can see how we can build one out for you. And then we'll do the Google optimization so that way you're showing up on the first page. All that is included. Month to month, it's $249 a month. And again, $100 of that $249 goes straight to Facebook.
Hold on, Kyle, right?
Yeah, John Kyle. Yep, you got the 2 text messages from me.
Yes, I'm sorry, just that I lost you for like 30 seconds when you were mentioning the $100 because it's making a lot of noise here, some guys.
No worries. $100 of your monthly fee goes straight to Facebook ads, but your total monthly fee is $249 a month, and that includes the Facebook ads, the website, and then also the Google first page placement on the map listings. So that's essentially the main core of the package here.
Okay. Because I was mentioning Angela, I don't have a website, and so, but you guys provided me with a page which is gonna attract the customers straight into that page. Whenever they click the link on the search, right?
Right. If they're looking for like landscapers, like I mean, do you do mainly landscape and lawn maintenance, or you also do like hardscapes?
No, because I do. I take care of the health part of the greens outside the home. I don't cut grass. I do trimming, but I don't do maintenance. A weekly maintenance, I don't do that. I don't cut grass, to be honest.
What's the main thing you do? Not lawn maintenance, right? Landscape work. So what landscape do you do?
I do insect control, fertilizations, weed and feed basically is what the people call it. Weed and feed. I feed the plants and I feed the grass to maintain a healthy environment.
Right.
And, so they don't get. And I also do preventive treatments, which is called PHC, plant health care, and lawn care. That's what I do. Basically, that's what my main objective is on everything. And I do some trimming, some aeration, seeding. You know. The list is big, but I don't cut grass. I'm very specific about that because that is a weekly thing, and I don't have the manpower
Do you do hardscapes as well or no? You do hardscapes or no?
I'm trying to get into that. I'm trying to get into that because I always did it, but I don't have the you always need someone.
Right. It's more of a crew
type. Somebody else right now.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we'll make sure that's on your website as well. So I did landscaping, insect control, fertilization, weed and feed, seeding, preventative treatments, plant health care, aeration.
To be honest, if you tell me this is going to be your website, I will write everything down in the way that I like so that you can post it over there and have
pictures. Correct. All that's going to be there too. Right. I was just doing the initial setup, so that way I can inform the team, like, so we know what foundation of the website to do, and then you provide us all the details of the content. If you want to provide us photos instead of using our stock photos, absolutely you can. Definitely.
I wanted to see my stuff, you know, I don't want to see
good.
Pictures from somebody
good.
Else.
So. And then, so that's basically what we would do. And again, it's $249 a month. So, you know, what we do next is really just get everything set up. But I mean, do you have about 10 minutes you want to get everything set up, or am I jumping the gun here?
Hold on 1 second.
Yeah, that's basically how long it takes.
I was doing something. Okay. But you know what? You know what? Let's get started. Let's get started with this. Okay.
And then the correct address for the business
is
24.
This is a monthly to monthly, right?
Correct.
Okay.
So for Ecological LLC. It's two words, right? Eco, then Logical LLC, correct?
That's correct, yeah.
And then what is the physical address for the business?
24 North Main Street, Worcester, New York, 10573.
Okay, let's see. So, Worcester... 10573
with Peter. Yes, Porchester. Peter.
Oh, Porchester.
Yes.
All right, let me just make sure I have that correct here.
As soon as you enter the zip code, it should give you the right name of the town.
And did you have a suite or anything?
The what?
Is it like a suite or floor?
It's rear second floor.
Okay, rear second floor. Okay. And is that a home base where we're not publishing it on Google, or do you want that published on Google as well?
The address? No. Don't publish the address.
Okay, don't
publish. It's under construction right now. The bottom part of this plate is a restaurant that I own also, but it's under construction right now. So I'd rather not, because it's been closed for 3 years already because of a flooding in 2021, which is, it's a whole different story. And this is the reason why I'm in a different situation.
Yeah.
This is why I'm rushing into trying to get more jobs, man. It's not a game. This is very real. And I thank you for calling me, but I'm taking this very serious. And I want something
good
to work.
Okay?
I don't want to be dealing with Yelp. I don't want to be dealing with next door neighbor. I don't want to be dealing with Angie's. I don't want to be dealing with any of these companies because I already tried them. So this is one of the largest steps right now.
Stepping up to Google, as long as Google, you know, a lot of people use Google. As long as you see the traffic in New York.
And I'm always there, my friend.
Good.
I answer my phone all the time, and I always try to be there. I always try to answer questions. I've been scammed all the time. I mean, people just call me to find out prices.
You have 12 good reviews on Angie's, though, right? So you have 12 good reviews. Make sure those people who left reviews on Angie's.
I have 12 good reviews, and those are the ones that I actually did work for. But it's been how many months? You know, like.
Right. What I'm saying about those 12 good reviews is that once we get you set up and we're going to get you a verified Google profile on Google, then just make sure to reach out to some of these people and see if they can also put the review on Google to start getting your review count up.
Everything. Yeah, those are going to be okay. I also have one review in Yelp.
Good, good. Okay, and then your last name, Edwin?
Constanza. What do you need my last name for?
You said you want to sign up today, right? Or am I wrong?
No. Yes, I want to sign up, but with the name of the business, it's okay.
Right.
That's
but
how
it'll still
you.
Be in your name, right? So your name also still has to be on the file here.
It just surprised me that you asked me for my last name and not my first name. Oh, but you already know my first name, right?
I know your first name is Edwin. Yeah.
Get out of here. You know, you guys are always, you probably looking at me right now. Let me see. Somewhere.
I'm looking at your reviews. It says Edwin. Am I wrong?
No, you're right. Edwin.
Okay.
Constanza.
Okay. And Costanza, C-O-S-T-A-N-Z-A, is that correct?
No, C-O-N-C-O-N-S.
T-A-N-Z-A,
Constanza.
Correct?
C-A-N-Z-A, yes. It's
okay, like Constantinople,
no.
Constanza.
Constanza,
okay.
Like George Constanza of the Seinfeld.
George Costanza, correct. Of course. All right, and then what's a good email address for you?
Ecological group at icloud.com.
Okay. All right. I'm going to send you an invite in a few minutes, so we're almost done with that portion. So give me 1 second here. I'll get.
I noticed that you sent me a link on my phone, but I don't know. I'm on the phone right now.
Right. That's a sample website, so you can see
when I'm on the phone talking, I don't know, man. I'm not as good as I used to be.
No worries. It's okay.
When I was doing things at the same time.
I didn't get my first iPhone until it was iPhone 6, just because I didn't want to use like smartphones for the longest time, but I eventually gave in. But, you know, I'm trying to stay away from using technology as much as possible. All right. And then the card you'll be using to get everything set up today, also in the name Edwin Constanza, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And then do you want to authorize anyone else to call in and make changes to your marketing plans on your behalf, or do you, is it all going to be done through you?
No, no, it's just one minor operation here.
Okay.
I do everything. Let me, one question.
Yeah.
Don't use the business address as my billing address, okay?
Okay, no worries. For billing address,
address
you can change
is different
that.
For the car.
Gotcha.
Okay. But for the car, it's different.
All right, so for the onboarding call, it takes about 30 minutes where you're going to guide us to things like your mission statement, all the things that you want to show up on your website. You'll be able to tell us exactly how you want us to do it. We have time anytime today. The last available time is from 5 to 6 p.m., or we can do it anytime tomorrow. First time is 10 to 11, and the last time tomorrow is from 6 to 7. So when did you want us to schedule that?
Let's do it tomorrow from 6 to 7, because
I already have
everything set up for today and tomorrow.
Okay. I'm going to send you an invite via email in about 10 seconds. Let me just get this all copied here. All right, let me know if you got the invite. I just sent it right now.
Email?
Yeah, it'll be an email from jkyle@localslash.com. It'll be an invite for tomorrow's onboarding call from 6 to 7. It'll say Local Splash.
Young Kyle.
Correct.
Invitation.
And then.
Splash.
Perfect. And you're also going to get an email when we're done with today's call that walks you through how to set up your Google profile. Go ahead.
I also have another review. Now they're going to be 13.
There you go. Nice. And then,
a new review from this lady. Yeah.
I'm going to refresh right now on my, because I was checking on my cell phone. Let's see here. Oh, it doesn't populate right away, so it still says 12. Okay, so, and then you have, like, the business license and insurance that's required for this field, correct?
I'm sorry, what was the question again? I'm sorry.
You have whatever's required for business license, and like I know you have the LLC, so you already have like a business license and
insurance. Yes, I have insurance with Byberg, and I have my license to be able to do all this stuff. Don't worry, I have it all lined up.
And then far as the Facebook, we're going to build a new Facebook business profile with like a digital business card. We'll also make you a logo as well if you need us to make you a logo. So that's all included. Do you have a personal Facebook page?
No, but I have my own logo, and
Just make sure you send us the artwork, right? So you'll be able to send that.
I have everything. I just that I don't have a Facebook page. I don't really enjoy Facebook. I don't enjoy Instagram.
Okay.
I don't enjoy any of those two
apps. We're going to run advertisements for you, right? So we're going to run advertisements on Facebook
I will have to deal with that. Don't worry. I will have to set up something.
Right. Right. So just set
I'm
up
actually
something.
On Facebook.
It just
on Facebook,
has to be
I'm
very
under.
Go ahead.
On Facebook, I'm under my restaurant name. That's the reason why. Yeah.
Okay. So the reason why I ask that is whenever you get a moment, you want to share a link to your Facebook personal profile, because that's how your Facebook ads are connected to it. So we have to connect the ads to your personal profile. So Facebook knows who is running the advertisement. I'm just going to put in the notes here. You'll provide that by tomorrow. And so that way when we get that set up, okay?
Don't worry about it. I'm going to try to link all those loose ends and so we can have a good web connection.
Nice,
okay.
Nice. Okay.
I don't want, yes.
And then outside of Port Chester,
like
where
I
else
said,
do you want?
It's my benefit. I don't want. Oh, no, Port Chester is small, my friend. No.
I know.
You're going to have to write down Westchester County.
Westchester County.
Yes. Westchester and Fairfield counties. I will tell you a 25 to 30 miles radius, is going to cover, it's a big coverage. It's big enough for me to, they have me going from place to place, but I don't really mind doing all those things as long as I feel
okay,
secure.
Okay, so Westchester County, New York, and Fairfield County, Connecticut, right?
Yes, that's basically it, because I'm on the border. Portchester is the border
right.
of Connecticut and New York. This is the last round.
Right. All right, perfect. So we'll make sure that we're getting those listed for Westchester County, New York, Fairfield County, Connecticut, so that way you get the right surrounding area there. Okay. And then we also will provide a tracking number. So how this works, Edwin, is that when the clients call in, the number is going to be slightly different from your 5809 number. You won't know that it's the difference, and neither will your client, because it doesn't even get announced to the client. They'll connect directly to you. You'll see exactly what phone number is calling in from. It's not like Angie's where the phone number is hidden from you or anything like that. So all that is still going to be normal to you, just like you and I are talking on the phone today. The only thing it does is on the back end, on the analytics side, it'll show you in real time how many calls we're producing for you, so that way you can justify each and every month how much success we're having for you, okay? So that's included as well.
Okay, so where are you located? What's your base?
Our base is Fountain Valley, California, correct?
No, only because there's a delay in between our conversation. There's always a two-second delay.
A two-second delay? What do you mean?
Yes, that's what I meant. When I say always a delay of 2 seconds before. Yes.
The whole satellite.
That's how I know you're not here, and you're using probably Google Voice or something. So
it's like
but,
yeah,
which
the,
is okay.
The,
you know, like technology.
Internet phone.
Is
yeah,
it's made
right.
for us to be to feel safer. Safer. Yes. So.
Right.
I also
okay.
have an internet phone with Google. So.
What hours of operation do you want to show on your website? Is it Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday?
No, I work every day, but let's just do Monday through Saturday. I don't want to look too thirsty like the way I did it before, because then people are going to be like, no, this guy is too thirsty. Maybe he doesn't have anything to do on Sunday.
So do you want it like 8
no,
a.m.
Let's just do Monday through Saturday.
Or, uh-huh. And what time?
Perfect. No, perfect. No, 7 a.m.
7 to 6.
Because
okay.
it's summer. Yes,
Sunday
it's summer, and then it's, you know, you got to be up early.
Okay. Please
yeah.
do not publish physical address on GP, Facebook, website.
Is it okay to put a P.O. box there, or what do you think about what will customers think if they see a P.O. box instead of physical
right,
address?
Right. Google doesn't accept that. Google only accepts physical address. So the restaurant address is
okay.
going to be fine since the restaurant has been closed for a while, so the,
okay.
I mean, that's not going to be an issue. Other than that, okay, so the questionnaire...
No, it's completed.
Go ahead.
We're working on it this year.
Good. Okay. And so I finished everything on the questionnaire. Again, now we're just doing the normal account setup here. We're almost done, and we're just going to do the payment right now. To make sure I have everything correctly, you did say you have a different physical address for the card you'll be using. So what's the address you want connected to the card?
45 Traverse Avenue. It spells Tito. A as an apple, I'm sorry, T as in Thomas.
R. It's a traverse, right? T-R-A-V-E-R-C-S-E.
Traverse. Yes. I'm always having trouble with that street name.
No worries.
Traverse Avenue.
Okay.
45, did I say 45?
Yeah, and still in Port Chester, right?
Port Chester. Yes, everything is the same. Yeah, everything's in
Port 45, Traverse Ave, Port Chester.
35 years old.
Okay, got it. And then what is the, and then the card number whenever you're ready?
You're making me ready about everything. I was sitting down. Okay. Just that this past week I've been sweating like you have no idea, and I can't. Look, I'm going to give you the privilege to use this card for my first time.
Okay.
All right. 5463.
Okay.
1669.
Uh-huh.
2822.
Okay.
7535.
Expiration?
0427.
And there's three digits on the back?
850. You know they're not in the back anymore. They're always in the front. I mean,
only on Amex, actually. And sometimes all the numbers are on the back. On the new MasterCard, sometimes all the numbers are on the back. There's nothing.
No, you're right. I just realized that I said it the wrong way. Everything is in the back. Nothing's in the
front. Right. Okay. So, last two things here. Again, it's going to be $249 a month. We're still going to extend, our holiday promotion. Just to let you know, normally we have a setup fee, but we're going to extend our holiday promotion where we're doing no setup fee. So you're just going to get the $249 flat. Okay. So just, save you a couple $100 there, for no setup, but it's just $249 flat. And that's going to be your same month to month program. And then, we allow you to choose a security question. So that way, if there's any confusion, when we call, just to let you know, the reason why I sent you those text messages, when we call, we're always going to call from that number, the 877-635-6225, and that's starting with tomorrow's call. So starting tomorrow at 6 o'clock when we do onboarding.
Yeah, I want to save that on my phone right now.
Good. Thank you for saving that number. So that's the number we'll be calling from. But sometimes there may be a situation where you think it might be someone pretending to be us, because that does happen sometimes because we're very popular in the industry. So that being said, if someone ever calls from a different number and say they're from Local Slash, you can test them, and we let you choose a security question. It could be either your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name, whichever you prefer.
So how come I went into Google and I didn't search you guys and I didn't get no results from Miss Flash?
What are you talking about? Local Slash? Type in Local Slash. You don't even have to type in Sound Valley Colors. Having the name Local Splash.
I did. I put Local Splash and nothing pops up.
Come on. We have almost 1,000 reviews. Don't play games with me, Edwin. We're so far in this conversation.
No. Look. It says, I went to your website because it was given to me, localsplash.com. I went there, but
a Google search. If you type in local splash, two words, right? Local splash. We are the only one that comes up on the right hand side.
What it comes out is, it's a bunch of cars being washed and being splashed with water.
You're just messing with me. I know for a fact you're just messing.
Local splash.
You're gonna see we have 986 reviews, so we're definitely one of the top. We're the top result when you search for us by name for sure, no matter where you are in the world.
986, right? Oh, I see you. I see you.
Good.
Who's this? Ray, Dave Rudiker.
He's the owner. He's the CEO. He's the one that runs the monthly meetings.
I'm gonna tell you. I'm going to tell you, you are a well-spoken type of person. It's impossible not to understand what you're saying, which is a good thing. You know, I don't have, because the way I explain myself, and if I talk to someone that don't know how to explain themselves, we all get all messed up and confused. So it's always good to have a person that knows how to speak and knows how to express themselves, even if the other person doesn't. Because the other person, as long as we have good ears and understanding, that's it. So that's me.
that's how I am when people speak Spanish with me. That's how I am. I can understand Spanish fluently from learning in high school, but good luck trying to say anything fluently in Spanish. I lived in California, I could probably get by. Right, it's part of the culture because you know
being
I gotta know when
being
I'm
in California is.
I mean, I gotta know the difference between like tacos de cabeza and tacos de lengua. You know what I mean? I have to know those things.
Oh my god, that's good. But that's good. Hey, by the way, at my restaurant, we're gonna sell that. Okay, once it opens.
Nice. Well, then I'm gonna keep that in mind.
Not cabeza, but lengua. Yes.
Well, lengua is
no.
Good. That's my wife loves lengua.
It's gonna be. It's gonna be. That's gonna be one of the good things because now if I have you guys, I'm gonna be able to promote my place because I want to do that and I want to do it with the right company.
Right. And so when you do like a grand opening and you want to publish it, right?
Yes. It's been open for 100 years. Okay. So if you Google Texas Haba in Port Chester, you're gonna know what I'm talking about. Okay. Been over 100 years, that place, and it's an icon. It's been open over 100 years since 1921. Texas Haba.
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 Haba. Nice.
HUBBA. Yes. So that place has been open for over 100 years, and it's an icon of Portchester. So. This is the reason why I fought so much for it to be reopened. And it's going to finally happen. It's going to look the same way, only that I'm going to add tacos. Because before it was just Texas chili. It was chili, hamburgers, hot dogs, french fries, and all that fast food type of place. But it's going to be fast food.
What's your address?
I have the tacos now.
What was your address on that?
24 North Main Street.
Okay, I do see that, man. 236 reviews. You are large and in charge right there online. That's awesome. Okay. I like
that.
It.
that is almost nothing. That is almost nothing. I think that some of that were just from the time I began using Google because before that, no one was using any type of videos. You're going to see videos. My friend. There was a guy from California who came just to try it out, and I remember I have pictures of him eating a little bit of everything, and he was like, oh, why? He was only taking it, he said, but he ate it all, and he said, oh, because I wanna bring this menu to my place over there in California. Okay, it's all right.
I mean, you know, you start selling chili, and then on Sundays you sell menudo. We're good. You know what I mean? That'd be a good combination.
Yeah, no. That's where birria on Saturdays and Sundays.
Birria, pozole, then perfect. Okay, sorry, I get a little when I think of food.
No, because you pass in lunch. Your lunch is at 1. Oh no! It's 3 hours different, right? What time is it over there right now? 11:30. 11:45.
It's gonna be lunch for me in 30 minutes. You're right. It's close to lunchtime for us. Yes.
Since we start early. Yeah, no. Over here it's gonna be 2 o'clock. So.
Right. Okay. So last things, and then we'll be almost done here. I did save your information though, just so that way I can call you in a couple months and see how things are going with Texas Hubba, but. You can choose either your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in,
Texas
Hubba
is going to be towards the end of the year.
Okay, nice. Okay, I'll put that in the notes here.
Max.
Your first pet's name?
Max
is
Double
X. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. So the first pet's
name
is Max.
You remind
him.
You know how much I cry.
Oh, no, not one of those. I know how it feels. We had a Chihuahua.
Yeah, no,
his name was Hugo. And Hugo, he passed away around last Christmas last year. So it was a tough time for Christmas.
Oh, man. I have a Chihuahua right now. My Chihuahua name is Brownie. That's the one we have right now.
Chihuahuas are very good for inside. Max probably didn't have as long of a life as Brownie, because pit bulls are too purebred. And when Chihuahuas, man, they can live for like 20 years. It's crazy. Chihuahuas live forever for most dogs, you know?
I hope so, man.
Right.
I hope so, because it's already inside.
Okay, well, we're basically done here. So last thing is the quality assurance portion of the call, Edwin, and then we'll get everything squared away. Remember, you're going to get all this in writing, too, once we're done with the call. It's going to go over the fact that your Facebook advertisements and your new website will be live within 7 to 14 days, so we're going to move very quickly on those. When it comes to your Google Business Profile, since it does take a couple extra steps for you to get verified on Google, and we're going to send you information on how to get verified properly, we're also going to help on our end. So if there's anything holding you up on getting verified, our Google verification specialist team will be able to help you with that. So, and the head of that team, her name is April. So she does a lot of good jobs on that if ever you have any questions. But the reason why it takes a little bit longer to get verified is just that's just how Google is. So we do have a promised time of 30 to 45 days to do everything to get you officially on the map listings and going towards the first page. That's for the Google side, but for Facebook and the website, we'll have your advertisements live within 7 to 14 days, okay? And that's all going to be provided in writing.
As long as you guide me step by step to go, you know, like in order,
we will.
Everything is going to be okay.
Correct.
Okay.
Good. So,
because
so we'll do the call.
You know, I know how to order things, but I don't know how to order this.
No worries. That's what we don't expect you to be the marketing expert. That's our job, right? So as long as you know, we get everything done properly for you, you should be very happy here. Now, what's your business here? I have your name is Edwin Constanza, and then the business name is Ecological LLC. That's all correct, right?
Yes, Ecological LLC, and as a slogan, I on the bottom, I use green and clean services. Just in case.
Great. So, you're going to provide the slogan to our onboarding team tomorrow. That's correct. So, all right. So I'll go ahead and begin the final wrap up of the call, and then just let me know if you have any questions. So, Edwin, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This portion of the call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. Now, to ensure the accuracy of your order, Edwin, please state the name of your business.
Ecological LLC.
And please state your name and your job title within the business.
My name is Edwin Constanza, and I'm the owner of Ecological LLC.
Great. And as owner, you're authorized to enter in this agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Correct.
And you're also an authorized user on the billing of this card account, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Correct. Well, to get results as fast as possible, Edwin, it's important you're actively involved in your marketing campaign. So thank you for taking tomorrow's onboarding call from 6 to 7 p.m. And as a result of increased visibility online, please note that you also may receive calls from third-party vendors or bad actors who are not related to Local Splash. That's why we provided you the security question to verify the call is coming from Local Splash in the event someone is trying to confuse you. Now, when we do call, we're going to call from 877-635-6225. So be sure you save that number as Local Splash in your contacts when we're done today. And then when we do call, Edwin, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes, sir.
Okay, great. And in hiring Local Splash as your certified Google and Facebook marketing representative, do you also agree to let us know should you partner with any other marketing companies during the term of your agreement?
I don't have the resources. No, yes.
Okay, great. Okay. Okay. So one company at a time, right? So now your payment for the initial term and account.
Yes, sir.
Okay, great. It'll be charged today, July 8th, 2024, in the non-refundable amount of $249. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month, also on the eighth day of the month, in the amount of $249. This will be a recurring payment. But of course, Edwin, this is a month-to-month program, so you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. That's our same main number there. Just be sure you speak to a live representative. And if you do choose to cancel, while we would hate to lose your business, to prevent charges for your next month of service, make sure you contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing date is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Well, you shouldn't be thinking about that. You know, you should be thinking of me being happy. That's all.
Oh yeah, we're going to do everything we can to make sure you're happy. We just being a company that wants to upstand our reputation, we definitely want to make sure that you have a very clean exit in the event it's not perfect for you. But we're going to do everything we can to make sure it's perfect for you. You should be getting an invoice via email and text message right now. It should say, "Welcome to Local Splash. Please click here to view your initial invoice." That's going to provide everything in writing that we talked about, the month-to-month structure. It's also going to have a couple details there that are not relevant to you at this time, such as having a customized website. The website we're providing for you is fully customizable, but when we say customized website in our language, we're talking about when someone wants a e-commerce website to sell things on Amazon or something like that. So that's not affecting you because there's some details there that's not relevant to you. The other thing is Google Guaranteed Ads. That's also not relevant to you at this time. You can always opt in at a later time, but that's not something that's relevant now. So just want to let you know there are a couple things in there that are not pertaining to you, but everything else that we spoke about is in writing. Once you verify that, you just check the 2 checkboxes at the bottom of the invoice, and then you sign as Edwin Constanza. As long as you can accomplish that by tomorrow's onboarding call at 6, we'll be good to go. But if for whatever reason you have any questions, feel free to reach out. You can shoot me a text or call me. You have my direct number from the text messages I sent you. And, you know, obviously our onboarding team will be glad to go over those details with you tomorrow as well if you want to do that during the beginning stage of your onboarding call, okay?
Okay. You mentioned something about a second charge on my card.
No, it's just $249 a month. And then when your next month starts, your next month will start on August 8th. It's just letting you know that every month it's $249 on the 8th of the month, as long as you're partnered with us.
Okay.
Any other questions? Yeah, as long as we get the job done, that shouldn't be a problem, I'm sure.
Yeah, no. So, I'm always on board, my friend. Look, I'm always trying to do the best because it's my benefit. It's not yours, so
right. We all got to make money together, so that's what makes us an effective marketing team. So, again, we'll reach out tomorrow at 6 to get the onboarding started, and then we should have your website and your Facebook ads live, most likely by this time or at the very latest middle of next week, okay?
No problem. It's all right.
Okay. Well, Edwin, any questions, again, feel free to reach out and make sure that you get your photos ready and everything that you need for tomorrow's call, okay?
You got it, man. Thank you.
All right. Thanks. Thanks so much. Have a good rest of the day. We'll touch base tomorrow evening. Bye-bye now.
You got it. Bye.